This is IGN.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Back to reality. Sony reportedly pauses PlayStation VR 2 production. It's Tuesday, March 19th, and this is IGN News. Sony has reportedly paused PlayStation VR 2 production in order to clear a backlog of unsold units. Bloomberg reported sales of the $550 virtual reality headset have slowed progressively since its launch in February 2023, causing a buildup of stock. According to the site, Sony produced well over 2 million PSVR 2 units. The relative success of the PSVR 2 was called into question earlier this year when Sony announced a number of upcoming games for the device, none of which were from its first-party studios. Then, as part of a wave of devastating layoffs affecting 900 staff, Sony's VR-focused London studio was earmarked for closure. IGN investigated the state of PSVR 2 as part of a feature that painted a grim picture of Sony's VR headset, which looks abandoned at this point. 6 weeks after launch, Sony announced PSVR 2 had sold nearly 600,000 units. Analysts suggest it sold just over 1 million units in its first year. Last December, Sony Interactive Entertainment's head of global business, Eric Lempel, told the Financial Times that PSVR 2 was a bit of a challenging category right now, adding he thought there was a higher expectation generally for what VR would do to gaming. It appears PSVR 2 sold poorly during the 2023 holiday season. Road to VR tracked the Amazon sales of the Meta Quest 2 and 3 compared to the PSVR 2 during the holiday season and found Meta's headset significantly outsold the PSVR 2. Where does the PSVR 2 go from here? Sony is currently testing compatibility with PC, which it said would allow PSVR 2 players to access more VR games via PC. This opens the door for users to access more games otherwise unavailable on PSVR 2, but it does not address the lack of first-party support from Sony itself. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest game and console updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.